If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The price of gold. A year passed. Gold settled at $1,752, somewhere in that range. This year, it's settling at $1,777. What is unremarkable about this is that gold has value. What is remarkable is that find me another asset in the last year that hasn't declined dramatically. Good heavens. We've had a wild year of inflation fears, Federal Reserve movement, war in Europe, and shortages caused by the dip in demand for all commodities, but not gold, as the price demonstrates. So the question here is, what is to be done? I welcome someone who can guide me to why it is that gold held its value when everything else didn't, including all the semiconductor stocks, all the really good stuff of the future. Charles Thorngren from Legacy Precious Metals. Charles, is there an explanation for why gold held up through the year? Good evening to you.
Good evening as well. And there is an explanation. This ultimately is gold's job. Gold is that protection asset that you have. It's your hedge against inflation. It's your hedge against uncertainty. It's your protection in a world of war. And its value is based on real assets, real asset value, not an electronic valuation, not what the stock market may suggest it should be worth. So you have in gold an asset that is meant to protect, and this is its environment, and it's done what it's supposed to.
The worldwide global economy right now is scary because I read in The Economist, even a global recession may not crush inflation. The world economy is slowing dangerously. They go on to give examples of China and the U.S. and Europe, Europe in a war that is endless. At the same time, meaning that we thought if we take a recession, and the president has said shallow, some have speculated that it's a soft landing. After the recession, the mispricing will settle itself again, and prices will return to something that we can afford. However, this is suggesting that it will go on for some time. How does gold behave in a recession such as being speculated about in The Economist?
Great question. And ultimately, gold is that asset you need to have some of in your portfolio during a recession. Because a recession, it means that the economy is not well. It's not healthy. And this, again, is what gold's place is. It's that protection. It's not going to be based on the undervaluation of the dollar. It's not going to be based on how much over GDP we have in debt. It's going to be based on the fact that it's stable. It takes away those other risks. That's what gives it value. As the dollar gets weaker, it gets stronger. As the economy gets weaker, gold gets stronger. And that's the key thing. And that's the important thing to really look at and see. We look at this scenario and say, how could a global recession not kill inflation? And the answer is quite simple. We have been living with easy money for decades. We started this easy money program in 2008, and we're still there. So to reverse that trend, it's going to take time. So that means inflation will hold strong longer than anyone wants. And the recession may come. It's not going to stop that inflation. We have to counteract what we've done with all of this free money society, with all of this loose money economy that we've developed.
I learned by rote over the years about gold, being told 5 to 10% of your portfolio, physical gold. And that is a recommendation that you see routinely in the textbooks about investing. And I'm mentioning that because recently gold has had a rival. You know this, Charles. It's called crypto. Crypto takes off and it blasts through 20,000 and heads to 40,000. I even think I remember a day when it might have been 60, but it might have been a dream. And in any event, crypto was seen as the antidote to the fussy people who have physical gold or fussy people who own stocks such as Procter & Gamble. You know, go for crypto. It's the future. We've recently had a spectacular story about something called FTX, which is a crypto firm out of the Bahamas. I mentioned to you that people who could have been buying gold were putting their money in crypto and the idea that these things that don't really exist except for tokens will keep them secure and have value. I read this from Nature magazine, and you and I have shared this, so it's not a surprise to you. Foundations backed by the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, which collapsed last week, could now struggle to find hundreds of millions of dollars worth of research projects from pandemic preparedness to climate. Many committed grants will probably not be honored, and some grantees might even be asked to pay back some of the money that they have received over the past few months. This is a tragedy, Charles, that people believed enough in a crypto to base their very worthy research and their livelihoods upon it. Do you hear stories like this all the time now, Charles, about people who regret not only an asset that you can see?
Absolutely. That is probably one of the chief complaints I hear from people who finally make that decision to start investing in gold and getting something physical to protect their portfolio, is that they listen to the hottest story on the press. They went with the brand new thing, the new hot thing. And let me be really clear about this. I'm not saying you shouldn't dance in those fields. What I'm saying is make sure your foundation's set first. By getting a percentage in gold and building that safety net, that gives you the comfort to go out and try the new latest hot thing. Will it work out? Who am I to say? But I will say with the cryptos, no one should really be surprised. This was a new field that was given incredible valuations based on no fact. Cryptocurrency had no value other than a fiat value, what the market said it was worth. But where was that based from? This is not a stock. It doesn't generate income. So where does that value come from? This is strictly one of those trading things that happened. And I liken it very much to some of the meme stocks, AMC in particular. Now, I will say with AMC, the good news was that a company was saved because of that meme stock mentality. When we were going through the pandemic, no one was going to theaters. AMC was in trouble. They were saved by this philosophy, but it doesn't mean that it was a sound investment. And that's the way I kind of similarly look at your cryptocurrencies. It's not necessarily bad, but limit your risk.
You run a firm called Legacy Precious Metals, and you, when you hear an inquiry, you get back to the inquirer. What do you tell them to right away? What should they look for to understand what you're offering, Charles?
The first thing that we tell people is we're here to answer your questions. Everyone's needs are unique. So one of the things we always really want to focus on is what it is that you need help with. There's no one size fits all. So what we do is we tailor all of our advice based on what's relevant for you. So that's the most important thing. We may be a precious metals company, but really we're a customer service company. We help the individual so that they can make the best decision for them.
Charles Thorngren of Legacy Precious Metals. There's a very attractive website with a lot of information. But as Charles says, and we've said this before as we've talked, make a phone call. You'll have immediate answers to all of your questions about what is to be done that you did not put all of your money into crypto. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why, like you, he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.